pasture back there. Just put them in. They had cane in it, you see, in the pasture. This country wasn't very little land cleaned up till the last 25 years. Got those bulldozers in here, and they've cleaned it all up. Out east, I see that whole thing was, down number three, was nothing but woods.
I see. Did you have a place for hogs?
Yeah, we had a hog lot down there. And to get the mules out, we'd turn them in every morning, you see, and they'd eat the pasture from the mules.
Oh.
Kept it clean.
And where did you milk the cows?
We had a cow lot there. And fair kept a fair. We didn't have no feed on but hay and cottonseed.
Uh-huh.
And of course, this time, yeah, we had grass in it.
Did you have any...
Niggas didn't have any cow, didn't have any place to work all the land.
I see. Did you have any chickens?
Had chickens. Yeah, we had chickens and turkeys.
Mostly for yourself?
Yeah, for myself. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you tell me how you'd feed the animals and the chickens?
Well, the chickens, we just fed them corn. That's all we had. Had a nigger that was a horseman. He'd bring up 4 or 5 ears a month and feed the chickens.
How about the cattle?
Well, they just stayed back in the woods.
I see. Do you happen to remember how you used to call the animals back into the barn?
No, they called them back. They just stayed out there, the cow.
Oh.
And the mules, we just kept them in the barn all year. Fed them year round. Well, we worked them practically year round.
I see. So you had no reason to
call any
of the animals back? Uh-huh.
Well, the niggers sometimes have lots of cows come in back there. They go back there and get up and build them a pen. And you know why, to get in that milk and keep the cave and turn her back in the pasture, you see.
Tell me something about the hogs that you raised.
Well, we killed them for the ends of some of the niggers.
Oh, I see. Would you give me an idea of what these different words meant? What did you call a young pig?
Called him a pig.
Just a pig?
Yeah.
And then when he got
older? He was a shoat, then he was a hog.
I see.
Up to a year old, you see.
And the male of the pig?
Cut all the pigs when they're young, about 6 weeks old.
Oh,
castrate them.
Uh-huh. And then they were barrows, is that it?
What's a
gilt?
Gilt is a sow, just before she comes into being a sow.
Oh, I see.
See, the first the pig, then she's a gilt, then she's a sow.
They
breed them about a year old.
About a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those pigs, because they castrate them early, because we go up to the fair every year or two and buy a new male, see, put them in there.
Uh-huh. Did you men talk about boars and bulls and studs? Did you talk about them in front of women, or was that kind of...
There wasn't no women. Wasn't that, but niggas.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Somebody
told me that it was not very polite to talk about those things in front of women in those days.
Well, that's right.
Wondered, it was. Right?
But nigger women didn't care.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't believe anybody
Well, of course, they didn't. Very few of them got married in those days, you see. Nigger women, they just been just picking them up and kept them.
I see.
We had a fellow at Hollywood one time. He'd been there a long time, and he had a nigger been with him since 40-some-odd years. He came there one morning and said, Mr. Yeah. I want to do something for me. He says, go to Tilker this morning. He says, give me some marriage life so I can marry Elijah. He said, well, you got grandchildren? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, what do you want to marry her now for all these years? He said, I want more authority around my house.
With grandchildren, huh?
Yeah, grandchildren.
To get back to hogs, what did you call the stuff on the back that you'd have to scrape off when you'd butcher them?